There is a new Section 4 FFA president. It is current Rockridge Junior Eliza Lilliman. We say congratulations, and I guess tell us a little bit about your reaction to being elected to the position, and then also kind of throwing that your hat in the ring and wanting to take over a leadership position like that. Again, congratulations.
Thank you. So it's always pretty much been a dream of mine to be section president ever since, I'd say, eighth grade year. I knew what the section presidents did, and I was pretty interested in it, but I wasn't for sure if that was what I wanted to do. And then I attended FFA leadership camp, and all the section presidents are your camp group leaders, and it was so much fun, and I got to really bond with all the section presidents, and that's when I knew that that was exactly what I wanted to do. So ever since then, I've been working really hard to make sure that I succeeded my dream of being section president. And then on Tuesday night, when I got elected section president, it truly was a dream come true, and it's an honor to serve Section 4.
That's great. And the neat thing, too, is that you are elected by your peers, and I think Section 4 includes 10 schools in basically our listening area, this portion of the state. So how cool is that to be recognized and to get the support from your peer group?
Yeah, it was really, really cool to be able to have the support from all of them. I think that being able to be elected by your peers just kind of gives me, like, a sense of comfort that, you know, they're the ones who elected me to do this, so I can serve them, and they're comfortable with me, and I think it kind of helps with, you know, getting along in the future and being able to work with them, since I will be working with all of Section 4.
And I guess the great thing here, Eliza Lilliman, is you come from a strong FFA chapter at Rockridge. We all know about that. But I think Section 4 has the nine other schools, in addition to Rockridge, they're strong FFA chapters too. So what about that? I mean, we talk about the recognition of the peer group, but then, too, you know the traditions of how strong those FFA programs are in this area of the state. So that's another feather in your cap, I would think, in all of this.
Yeah, it definitely helps when all 10 of our schools are very passionate in their FFA chapter because they all want the best for Section 4, so it's a lot easier to throw out new ideas and help make Section 4 the best when everyone else is passionate and wants the best as well.
So you got involved in FFA as a freshman at Rockridge, and just tell us what it has meant to you here, at least in the first 3 years, of course, going to be a senior next year.
Well, FFA has pretty much meant everything to me. I grew up in the ag industry, and I've had a strong ag background my whole life, and FFA has really just given me so many opportunities along with the ag industry, and I just really want to serve and give back to them in that sort of way. So FFA has pretty much meant everything. So.
And I guess as we wrap up here, we're talking to you in early May, and I know you're a 4-H kid too, and you've had a long career in the show ring. So the show season is right around the corner, probably a little over a month away. So what does that look like for you this summer?
Well, I've got a lot of good stock that I'm going to be showing this year, but with Section President, we have lots of meetings over the summer, which I'll be gone for like a few days at a time. So that's going to be kind of challenging to be able to take care of all the livestock as well as travel a bunch this summer. But I have a lot of people at home who are very supportive of me and understanding, and they're going to help me out. It's going to be kind of tricky. I have a week-long meeting at Southern Illinois University in Carbondale, and that's the same week as Mercer County Fair, which is my county fair. So I'm going to have to try to get back for the sheep show and hopefully the auction, but we'll have to try to work that out. It'll just be a summer of basically balancing and trying to get it all to work.
Yeah, hopefully you can accomplish that, but we know how busy kids are today, and we celebrate Eliza Lilliman getting a junior at Rockridge, being elected Section 4 FFA president this week, and again, that encompasses 10 schools in the WRMJ listening area. So, Eliza, your term officially begins when as Section 4 FFA president?
I get inducted in on June 12th at state convention, and then that's when it begins.
All right. Again, congratulations. Nice visiting with Eliza Lilliman, the new Section 4 FFA president, joining us on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.